When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday. It's the end of the week. I hope you feel amazing. I hope you've had a great, great, great week. Today for our Feel Good Friday episode, I have a self-care practice that isn't going to feel like a self-care practice until you're done. Okay, so bear with me a little bit. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Today, I want you to take a moment to look around your home, so your apartment, your house, however you live, and notice and acknowledge to yourself that one big task that you know you have around the house that you have procrastinated for a really long time. You know what I'm talking about. I mean, I know you know what I'm talking about. Chances are it's maybe your basement. Maybe it's your garage. Maybe it's your garden. Maybe it's that room where just a bunch of stuff ends up accumulating and hoarding. It's that part of your home that just is really, really, really messy right now. There's a task lingering around your house that you have been putting off forever. It's not that day-to-day weekly thing, you know, like taking out the trash or doing the dishes or whatever, things that are a little bit of a bore, but that we do all throughout. But that thing that maybe you do once or twice a year, or maybe not at all, right? I'm talking about cleaning out the gutters, maybe cleaning the windows, repotting all of your house plants, giving them more space to breathe. You know, it's something big, maybe something that's broken. Ooh, that's a big one in my house. Something that's broken that you look at like every day or once a week and go, man, gotta fix that. I'm talking Phil Dunphy in Modern Family, fix that step. If you watch that show, you know what I mean. That thing around your house that you know you have to get done, that thing you have to fix, and you just haven't done it because it's going to require a really boring errand, right? Maybe you have to go to the hardware store, or you have to call a handyman, or you have to ask someone for help, or it's going to take you several hours to do, right? It's going to require like energy, effort. Well, today or this weekend is the time you do that thing. Oh, I'm already upset because I know the thing I need to do. We have a shed in our yard. It's like a shed that we literally built for things that don't belong in the house, but that we still need to keep. Like, essentially in the shed, what should be there is our mountain bikes that we use not very often, Leia's old like baby furniture that we are saving in case we ever have another kid, who knows, and our Christmas stuff, right? Like that's what should belong in that shed. What actually ends up in that shed is everything. I literally cannot open the door. I can't enter because it's so full of stuff. It's become the place we put stuff we don't know what to do with. So I know cleaning out the shed it's going to take me at least half a day, maybe an entire day to do. And I need to do it because I think about it all the time. Every time I actually have to get something out of there, I really have a moment where I'm so frustrated with myself that I've let things get so bad. Right, I'm gonna need to just rally and get this done. But it's a bore, it's a drag. I would rather do something fun with my day. So what I do to get myself to do it is first of all, remind myself that this is a self-care practice. Taking care of my home is part of my self-care. Keeping my home tidy and organized is part of my self-care. Not having to have that frustration every time I open the door to that shed is going to be a massive piece of self-care for me. It's just digging in and getting it done, right? So reminding myself of how I'm going to feel when this is over. So take a moment to envision right now that the thing you have to get done is already dealt with. Right? Imagine all of the windows of your entire house just glistening, totally clear. Imagine that really messy room of your house or of your apartment completely organized. Envision, like how I'm envisioning right now, the garage or the basement or the shed, organized, clean, and neat. Just the feeling of opening the door to that space. That feeling is enough for me to want to quit this podcast right now, get out there and get to work. Like, I swear to God, this is such a big thing. So committing right now to getting that big thing off your list, just getting it done, knowing it's going to bring so much ease and joy and peace into your life as soon as it's dealt with. So enjoy this self-care practice this weekend. I really hope you take it to heart. I really hope you get to it. You can plan for it right now. You know, maybe you need to go pick something up after work or ask for a little bit of help or just carve out the space and say, hey, that afternoon is the time I'm going to do that thing. And then go do that thing. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope come Sunday evening, you feel amazing about having knocked this thing off your to-do list. Thank you so much for practicing with me today. I hope you feel great all weekend long. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.